Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. You know those distinctive black and yellow dummies books? Weightlifting for dummies, Italian verbs for dummies, violin for dummies, and on and on? Well, that very popular book series got its start in Massachusetts, and it's 20 years old this year. There are now nearly 1,800 different dummies titles, and a man from the North Shore town of Rockport has drawn the cartoons for almost all of them. Richard Tennant started cartooning for the very first book in the series, DOS for Dummies, in 1991, and he's been doing it ever since. We spoke with him this week and asked him to describe the range of titles he's drawn for.
Oh, we've done every tech title you can imagine, every version of a software program, but we've also done pregnancy for dummies, baby massage for dummies, speaking Arabic for dummies, the Quran for dummies. Anything you can imagine, there's a dummies book for it.
How much research, if any, do you have to do before you draw cartoons for topics that range so wildly?
Well, as soon as I start to feel funny, then I know I've done my research right. And I've got a few words that I know I'm using correctly. My slant on it is going to come as a surprise to the reader, hopefully. It really happens when I feel this kind of inner ring of authenticity.
You spend half your years in Rockport, Massachusetts, and you've actually drawn cartoons for the book Boston for Dummies. Do you remember what it was like cartooning for a book for a city that you presumably know pretty well?
I do, and sometimes it's harder doing cartoons about something that you know a lot about and really like, because, I don't know, it's very close to you.
You had one that dealt with a certain time in the city. It showed three tourists standing in what was presumably downtown Boston, looking at their maps, and they're saying, where's the North End? Well, that depends. Where's the Big Dig today?
Exactly, yeah. Now, that's what's called a time-perishable cartoon, which I try to avoid, but it was certainly ripe for the picking at that time.
I went to my local library to look at some of the dummies titles, and many of the newest titles had to do with technology. There was BlackBerry for Dummies, BlackBerry Storm for Dummies, Facebook for Dummies, LinkedIn for Dummies, wireless home networking for Dummies. That made me think that you might see societal trends based on the titles you're asked to cartoon for.
Very much so. 20 years ago, when I started doing computer cartoons, I said, you know, this job is going to end for me as soon as computers become ubiquitous, because they're not going to be interesting anymore. And now, the cartoons I do about technology is not so much about the big plastic boxes that sit on our desks. It's really about the way we interact. It's the internet. It's social networking. That's where technology is today, and that's how it manifests itself. So it's almost become sociological, as opposed to just doing cartoons about, oh, this is a mainframe and this is a desktop computer.
If technology is one trend that you've been able to track through the titles you've drawn for, what are other trends you've seen come and go based on what you're asked to draw?
I'm seeing a lot of green titles. We're doing sustainable living for dummies, solar powering your home for dummies. You have your set of illnesses du jour that come and go. And I'm not putting them down, but gluten-free has been very hot lately. So we've done a number of gluten-free cookbooks and gluten-free this, and you may be gluten-free for dummies. And so a lot of gluten.
Was there one title or more than one title that when the publishing company came to you and said, we need you to draw cartoons for this topic, you thought, really? We're really going to do a blank for dummies on this topic?
I used to think that way. Not anymore. Anything could come in as a title. Many years ago, they told me that they would never do religious titles, that those would be a little just too dicey to do. But we've done every religion you can imagine now since then. We've done Islam for dummies, the Quran for dummies, Buddhism, Hinduism, Catholicism, women of the Bible, everything you can imagine, Judaism, Kabbalah for dummies.
You must be great at Trivial Pursuit after all the research you've had to do over the years.
One would think. What I'm finding out, Sasha, is that I'm not accumulating knowledge, I'm supplanting knowledge. I'm knowledgeable about weather one week, I'm knowledgeable about string theory the next week. But I don't seem to be accumulating all this. I should be a real smart guy by now, but I'm not.
Rich Tennant, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Richard Tennant of Rockport has drawn the cartoons for almost all of the nearly 1,800 titles in the Dummies book series. To see a gallery of his work, visit our website, WBUR.org.